Thank you, Chair. Very quickly, I just wanted to signal our satisfaction with your revised text. We do think it represents a considerable improvement, and we are very close to what we can consider as a good good compromise solution for going forward. But like Ireland, we do believe it's also important to retain the notion of nominal control, and we do support the solution the Irish delegation has proposed for this, maybe through complements to the first sentence or through another footnote. I'd also like to thank the Japanese and the Singaporean delegations for the clarification they have provided on the issue of including identification of targets as one of the critical functions. I understand that there is a concern with the possible inclusion of weapon systems that are already in existence and that, in their view, do not warrant concerns, such as, for example, air defense and close-in weapon systems. This is a concern that my delegation also shares. These types of weapon systems are already in operation, indeed, and including in the Brazilian Armed Forces. But then again, I'd like to remind that this is not a characterization of systems that are supposed to be prohibited, but regulated. And we do believe that autonomy in these systems can also pose some issues in terms of violation of IHL, even though these issues are well known and have been addressed satisfactorily thus far. But they, in some cases, for example, can represent a danger to civil aviation, and they have in the past. So it is important to ensure accountability and to ensure preventive aspects and constant care for the use of those systems as well, precisely because of their autonomy. With regard to lethality, I do appreciate the fact that you have included the language that we have proposed. We have in the text a solution for this problem. Like others, we would be very concerned with the exclusion of objects there. I think that this is an essential element. And we perhaps could think of something more clear by including the capability of a weapon system to cause harmful effects and then continue. For example, to kill, injure, damage, destroy, or otherwise neutralize persons or objects. That perhaps might add some clarity to what the concept encompasses. But we are very flexible as to the way forward in this regard. Thank you, Chair.